This will be a two-for-one. I'm giving two black eyes of Satan today. I hate what he's doing. I hate what he does.
Yeah.
And how do you combat that snake? By the truth.
Amen.
You know what he hates? He hates the fact that he's created by Jesus Christ himself.
Amen.
Because nothing that is made with him, without Jesus Christ, nothing is made that was made. Nothing. That's including Satan. Amen. Satan was created from the very beginning. Okay? He never was with the Father, the Son, or the Holy Ghost from the beginning. And he hates that. Because he knows that he can't be God or even be like him. Okay? So that's one black eye. Amen. Glory to God. The second, by what the things that that the enemy comes against, he force feeds us pig slop. Pigs are garbage eaters of the earth. That's what God created them for. Yeah. Sheep, on the other hand, they work the fields, if you will, right? Yeah. Glory to God, and they eat wholesome foods versus swine. Now, what's interesting about that is that pigs cannot eat sheep food, and sheep food cannot eat swine food, pig slop, because they do not nourish, right? Sheep are not nourished by pig slop. Pigs are not nourished by the word of God. That's the spiritual connection there. Swine feeds on dead things of the world. And sheep cannot, because there's nothing in that that will nourish them. Glory to God. Sheep, on the other hand, eat wholesome foods. The word of God. And swine cannot be nourished by the word of God. That's black eye number two. Okay, amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 3. We're talking about spiritual warfare. Amen. Spirital warfare. Glory to God. Because there's quite a bit of revelation knowledge in this passage of Scripture. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 10, starting in verse 3, it says, "For though we walk in the flesh," meaning naturally, right? He's not talking about sinful flesh. He's not talking about that. He's talking about we walk in the flesh. Okay? "We do not war after the flesh." Amen? The world wars in the flesh. And how they do that? Gossip, slander, right? Backbiting one another. That's how the world wars, right? Glory to God. Okay? "For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal." The word weapons, plural. More than one. Glory to God. We have many weapons, amen? But anyways, "For the weapons of warfare are not carnal. They're not fleshly, but they are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds."
Yeah.
We're loaded to bear, hallelujah. Amen. What is the definition of spiritual weapons? The definition of spiritual weapons, plural, meaning many, are tools to combat Satan.
Amen.
Offensive. Okay, what's interesting about offensive is forcing. There, you know, in war, there's a line. Okay? It's called the front lines. That's the hot part of the war. And those lines change. Whether one retreats and others march forward, right? Or if one side or another takes each step by force. The Word of God tells us that heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force.
Yeah.
What do you think the world's doing? They're trying to force feed us pig slop.
Yeah.
See, that's how this is all tying in, sort of. Glory to God. What are we doing? We're just sitting here. Amen? We're not standing up. So that's offensive. Weapons are for offensive purposes. Amen? Spiritual armor is a protective covering. That's very vitally important to know. Jesus is our protective cover. And Psalms 91, verse 1 says, "He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty."
Yeah.
In order to receive the blessings of Psalms 91, you have to do what it says. He who dwells, he who abides in Jesus Christ, abides under the shadow of the Almighty.
Uh-huh.
If you're under the shadow of the Almighty, you're protected.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Glory to God. But also Ephesians chapter 6 talks about armor of God.
Yeah.
Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, and shadowing our feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Amen? Protects our mind, our heart, and our walk. Satan brings temptations and all his garbage, if you will, through the mind. If it conceives into the heart, it will give birth to action. And when it gives birth to action, which is sin, it brings forth death.
Yeah.
Spiritual death.
Yeah.
So it comes out of our faith. Again?
Yeah.
Amen.
Okay.
But that's why we have the armor of God. We're loaded to bear. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. What a weak out of fear. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I pray that this message, this short little message, will actually help us to realize what we really have in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
Because there's many weapons. A couple weeks ago, we dealt with faith as a weapon. In fact, faith empowers weapons of warfare. Because we have many, right?
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Faith is a weapon in itself. That's why Satan tries to attack it every time. Because if he can render it powerless, then we're powerless as a church, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's a gift. A gift of faith. Mark chapter 11, verse 23, it tells us, right? Have faith in God. In the Hebrew translation, have faith of God. The God kind of faith. It's a gift of faith. Amen? And that gift is powerful. If we use it right, if we learn to use it right, we can remove mountains spiritually. Pull down strongholds.
Amen.
Amen?
We do.
Remove mountains.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Yeah.
If Americans are forcing us to believe what they believe out in the world, then why aren't we telling them the truth?
Amen.
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 I don't believe in cramming the word of God down in people's throats, and the reason why is because people are like babies. When you force feed a baby, they'll spit it back up. Right? Exactly. They'll spit it right back at you. Spit in the physical sense. You know, people will speak against you. Every obscenity or whatever, they'll throw at you. That's spitting up what you force fit. Okay. But we're supposed to stand. That's one of the armors of God in Ephesians chapter 6. Put on the full armor of God that you may stand against the wiles, the fiery darts of the evil one.
Yeah.
To stand, not to retreat, not to sit down and or you know what? Here's another thing, another analogy the Lord showed me just now. Hallelujah. That we're hiding in foxholes. We can't live in foxholes for too long.
No.
Amen?
Amen.
Fossils are just there for an added protection, right? But when the coast is kind of clear, we're supposed to jump out and take by force. Faith as a powerful weapon, right? In fact, it is the power behind every spiritual weapon in warfare. Amen? Faith is now. Faith isn't tomorrow or yesterday, right? Faith is now, the now kind of faith, okay? The living faith.
Yes.
Amen. Hope and faith are separated by promise of the Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And that's what we dealt with last time. Today, the Lord wants to deal with authority. We have authority. That's a spiritual weapon.
Yes, we do.
We have authority in Jesus Christ. And I know that not too many of us really think about these things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And I think that's why the body of Christ as a whole are really struggling whether to go forward or not. Hiding in foxholes spiritually, amen? Just hiding out, you know? It's like, you know? Because they don't realize that we're loaded to bear with armor and weapons. And one of the weapons is authority.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. We don't have authority in ourselves.
No.
Only in Christ.
Amen.
Only in Jesus Christ. As long as we abide in the Lord.
Yeah.
Amen. Psalms 91 tells us in verse 9, this kind of authority we have. And I hope this really encourages us. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. It encourages us. Gives us the confidence in Christ. Right? Not of ourselves, but in Christ. Glory to God. And I think that's what the body of Christ lacks. That's a hindrance. We lack confidence in Christ. We lack trust in the Lord, apparently. It says in verse 9, it says, because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation. That's a condition. You make the Lord your dwelling place. Therefore, you can claim these blessings. There's conditions for every blessing except for one, grace. Grace is a free gift. Amen. Salvation is a free gift. We can't earn that. But all the other blessings after that have to be earned by doing what the Bible tells us to do. Amen. And it tells us right here, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation, there shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Armor.
Yes.
Armor.
Yes.
Glory to God. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in thy hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Here's the point. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder. The young lion and the dragon shalt thou trample underfoot. That's authority.
Yes.
We have protection and authority.
Yes. Yeah.
Over what? You heard me in the past. There's a minister, a pastor, in Taos County that preaches that we have authority over all things. And I know the Lord won't get off on that. Because he just reminded me of this. Again. He said that you can command holy angels. No. We just read it right there.
Yeah.
Psalm 91:11. He shall give his angels charge over you.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Not we can command holy angels to do what our will.
No.
Amen. So what kind of authority do we have? To trample under lions and adder serpents, physical and spiritual. Because here's the thing, dragons, there's no such thing as dragons today. Unless a Komodo dragon, perhaps. Those are pretty big, and I'm sure you can wrestle and barely win. But he's talking about spiritual.
Yeah.
That's Satan himself, dragon. Not talking about a snake, a physical snake. He's talking about that serpent of old, that devil, that dragon. Uh-huh. Amen? Of the book of Revelation. He is described as the dragon.
Right.
Amen? Hallelujah. And that's what he's talking about here. We have authority over devils.
Amen.
We have authority over the things of this world.
Right.
Amen?
Yes.
And when we're born again and saved and delivered and set free, guess what? He's given us authority to choose whether we're going to go back or we're going to go forward in Christ.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
To say, no, I'm not tempted by that anymore. And I will not allow that temptation to occur. We have that kind of authority to stop Satan in his tracks in our personal lives, but also corporately.
Yeah.
But we got to get together corporately.
Amen.
Amen. With the spiritual authority we have in Christ. Yeah. Glory to God. Luke chapter 9 tells us this. Starting in verse 1. Then he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over some devils.
All devils.
And cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
Yes.
All devils.
Amen.
All the wiles of the enemy.
Amen.
All the fiery darts of the evil one as well. Glory to God.
Amen.
Now he didn't just give us authority to cast out devils out of possessed people. Or to cast them off of people, of oppression and depression and obsession, right? He given us power over every scheme of the enemy.
Amen.
But seldomly do we ever use it in our personal life or in our corporate life. You know, I was convinced 2 years ago. I finally came to the convincing that Jesus can heal and Jesus will heal if you ask.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because I know we all know that Jesus can.
Yeah.
But we struggle with, will he? Mm. I mean, I'm honest about it. I struggled with that.
Yeah.
Until 2 years ago. And when I finally put God at his word, you know, and this authority, and I realized this kind of authority I have, I rebuke every sickness and disease.
Yeah.
Everyone's gotten sick around me. And I'm not boasting about it. I'm saying is that we have this kind of authority to not be sick. I haven't been sick in over 2 years. You know, and the Lord delivered me from allergies. I was suffered bad from allergies. In fact, I'd miss work because my nose would always run like a sieve. It would never stop. And trying to do my job, it's a hassle. And not only that, but take these over-the-counter medicines of antihistamine, right? And I got tired of that. And I said, Lord, I'm going to believe you for at your word. And you said you are my deliverer.
Yes.
I pray that you deliver me, Lord. I ask that you deliver me. And I'll believe it. And when that tried to come upon me, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus Christ until I no longer have a problem with it anymore.
Amen.
Same thing with sickness and disease. We all have that kind of authority if we just tap in that kind of faith.
Yes, we do.
And we can rebuke sickness and disease out of people. Hallelujah. Whether it be colds or flu symptoms or even cancer, I believe that with all my heart. But we have to know Jesus Christ and know what we have in the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. I believe that Sister Martin will be healed.
Yes.
Glory to God. Because sickness and disease is not of God. It doesn't come from God. God may use it for a judgment, but Satan comes against us with it.
Yes.
Sickness and disease came with sin.
Yes.
When death came in.
Yes.
Death and sin. When sin came in, death came in also.
Yes.
Amen? Glory to God. Therefore, with that, sickness and disease, poverty and lack, all that. We have authority over the kingdom of Satan.
Yeah,
hallelujah. Lord God. And turn with me quickly to Luke chapter 10, verse 17. Tells us this very fact. Now notice the 12 disciples, he gave them power and authority. In verse 17, there were 70. And the Lord's ministry multiplied from 12 to 17 in one chapter. Glory to God. Now I know there's a time of expanse, a time period has gone by. But anyways, but it says here, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. See, they were excited. They're like, man, this faith really works. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Amen? And because they believed. They believe that what Jesus had preached is the truth. And Jesus is no liar. Amen. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Oh, glory to God. Amen. Satan has no longer dominion on this earth. Unfortunately, he still has dominion over the airwaves. And that's why we hear. That's why, you know, we battle and we wrestle like we're beating the air, you know. We're fighting against something we don't see. Right? Satan has influenced media. Those are airwaves, okay? But Jesus has authority over all the earth.
Yes.
Glory to God. He's taken back the earth.
Yes.
Glory to God. At the cross. Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. That's when he took back the whole entire earth. His own creation he took back.
Amen.
Glory to God. And winning souls one individual at a time. Glory to God. Amen. Let's move on. It says, and I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the powers of the enemy. Did you know the word Satan means in Hebrew, enemy, adversary? Literally. God had spelt it out. S-A-T-A-N. Enemy, adversary. Glory to God. Amen. And not capital S either. Lowercase. Glory to God. See, he's our enemy. See, he's given us power over the enemy. And nothing shall by no means hurt you. Notwithstanding in this, rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice that because your names are written in heaven.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
And in the next verse, and in that hour, Jesus rejoiced in the spirit. Why? Because he saw people use the authority he has given. Oh, hallelujah. If we use that authority, guess what? Jesus is going to rejoice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I'm telling you. We're loaded to bear, glory to God. I hope you're starting to see this.
Yeah.
Amen. And we need to start exercising. Chris Locke, the last time he was here, really got me into wanting to study about authority. Because he said to look the devil in the eyes, square your shoulders up and say, get your hands off of my wife, get your hands off of my house, get your hands off of my church in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I mean, he's just going off in the spirit, glory to God. And I'm excited just as he is. Because when I start realizing what we really have, glory to God. And we got to claim it, live it.
That's right.
Glory to God.
Yes.
Ask for demonstration of the power of God to preach the gospel.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. Heal sickness and diseases. Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
And in order to have that kind of power, we have to have a close relationship with Jesus Christ.
Do.
We can't have it without him.
That's
Amen.
Amen.
We can do nothing of ourselves because we have no authority. We can't say, in the name of Stephen. I love the Pharisees where it says, in the name of Jesus whom Paul preached. Well, I know Jesus and I know Paul, but who are you? Amen. Lord God, let it not be said among us. Who are you? How's the enemy speaking? Amen. Glory to God. So let's exercise our authority, pulling down strongholds in the spirit in prayer. Glory to God. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.